This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa's acting health minister said Saturday the country has approved China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine. The country is facing a crippling third wave of infections, with hospitals stressed as the death toll rises to 60,000. The surge in infections in Africa's most industrialized nation has overwhelmed its healthcare system, especially in the main city of Johannesburg, where overworked healthcare personnel struggle to find enough beds for critically ill patients. Just over 5% of South Africans have been vaccinated, or 3.3 million out of a population of less than 60 million. Sinovac Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine is emerging as a powerful tool against the virus following initial doubts owing to a lack of transparency in clinical trial data. But data from Uruguay released last month showed it was over 90% effective in reducing both intensive care admissions and deaths, which would align it with other widely recognized vaccines, including Pfizer and Moderna. Japanese officials say a powerful mudslide carrying a wave of black water and debris crashed into rows of houses Saturday in a town west of Tokyo following heavy rains, leaving at least 19 people missing. As many as 80 homes in Atami were completely buried, according to a fire official who also claims more people, possibly 100, could still be missing under the mudslides. The official stressed aggressive rescue operations were underway to find survivors. Torrential rains have slammed parts of Japan starting earlier this week. Experts say that increases landslide risks in a country filled with valleys and mountains. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. More than 10 billion pesos, or $204 million, in pandemic aid intended for poor Philippine families is unaccounted for, Boxer-turned-Senator Manny Pacquiao said on Saturday, adding this was just one of the discoveries in his corruption investigation. Pacquiao on Thursday accepted Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's challenge to show evidence of corruption in his government, and the boxing superstar said his findings about missing funds were just one of the things he has discovered. Pacquiao finds himself in Duterte's crosshairs after he rallied at alleged corruption in government, as well as the president's friendly relationship with China. The 42-year-old had long been among Duterte's strongest supporters, but is seen as a possible contender when the leader's six-year term ends next year. One of Sweden's biggest supermarket chains said Saturday it had to temporarily close around 800 stores nationwide after a cyber attack blocked access to its checkouts. Co-op Sweden says the problem was linked to a major cyber attack on U.S. tech company Kaseya on Friday. Kaseya has urged customers to shut down servers running its platform after dozens were hit with ransomware attacks. A wave of ransomware attacks has struck worldwide recently, especially in the United States. The attacks typically involve locking away data in systems using encryption, making companies pay to regain access. Canada's government warned Friday of a, quote, long and challenging summer ahead as it prepared military aircraft to help evacuate towns and fight more than 100 wildfires fueled by a record-smashing heat wave. At least 152 fires were active in the western province of British Columbia, 89 of them sparked in the last 2 days, according to officials, most caused by lightning strikes. The fires were about 350 kilometers or 220 miles northeast of Vancouver. While the immediate blame for the scorching heat in Canada has been placed on a high-pressure heat dome trapping warm air in the region, climate change is causing record-setting temperatures to become more frequent. Globally, the decade to 2019 was the hottest recorded, and the five hottest years on record have all occurred within the last 5 years. Roughly 1,000 people have already fled the wildfires in British Columbia, and authorities are searching for many who have gone missing. And protesters in coup-hit Myanmar marked the birthday of the junta leader there by burning his portrait Saturday and staging mock funerals. The nation has experienced mass protests and a brutal military response since the February 1st coup, which ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Some activists burnt pictures of the junta leader in protest Saturday and set fake coffins on fire at mock funerals. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.